198. It's Phillips and Company. There is a chance of a shower today and a high under 70. Tonight's low, a chilly 48, and then tomorrow, 65. But by the weekend, into the 70s, and that's a good thing. We have a 12-10 game today, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, really?
Cincinnati, yeah.
Yeah, rubber game, too.
I'd like to go.
I would, too.
You know what? Tickets are still available for most of the games. I'm not sure about the Cubs card series this weekend, but everything else, they've still had tickets open.
We're on a win streak. We won one in a row at home.
Yeah.
Hey, we're 2-8 now.
I know. Well, hey, you got to start somewhere. You know, every journey begins with the loss. What? Or a win. The win. Win. A win. A good win. Yes, it was a good win. So we'll find out today. 12-10 game time temperatures. Again, should be somewhere in the upper 60s. Lance Hildebrand has a very last look at our 198 rush. Unless you went home.
No, I don't think so.
Nope, sorry, I turned the wrong mic on.
That happens.
I was just giving my own traffic report to me. I was the only one hearing it.
How is it going?
It's going okay. I'm Lance Hildebrand. Why? 98 traffic.
8.
Music.
Your Y98.
Your music.
Your Y98.
Y98 with Smash Mouth from the first Shrek movie, Shrek the Third, out this summer. It's 9:14 with the Phillips and Company Morning Show today, a high of 67, and we may see some rain on and off today, but it'll pay off with nicer weather this weekend. 64 now downtown.
Big headline in the Post-Dispatch today. Burke quits board in protest of Crow. I'm not a Catholic, but I work with the three Catholics here in the studio. Courtney, Jen, and Kevin are all Catholics. And so I get an earful of all kinds of different stuff. Typically, I would have to say that they're on the liberal end of the Catholicism spectrum. I'm married to a Catholic. My life is surrounded by Catholicism. And yet I'm not Catholic, and so I look at these stories kind of maybe in a different light, but I'm going to say publicly, I'm not a fan of Archbishop Raymond Burke, and the fact that he resigned from the board of Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital because Sheryl Crow is doing an appearance for the Bob Costas Cancer Wing at Cardinal Glennon, he was saying that he could not allow someone who, and this is a quote here, publicly espouses the mass destruction of innocent human beings to raise money for a Catholic hospital. And he's specifically talking about stem cell research. Uh-huh. And what it says under his picture on the front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I know this is a slippery slope, guys.
He's using this as a forum.
I think so, too. And I don't mean to besmirch the Catholic Church, but it says that under his picture, that Sheryl Crow promotes moral evils. There is a lot more that is evil and morally wrong inside the Catholic Church right now than Sheryl Crow and her liberal views, and yet Sheryl Crow is coming here to perform to raise money for cancer, not to espouse her views, no matter what they might be.
Well, and sadly, she was actually supposed to perform at the Bob Costas benefit last year, but came down with breast cancer and had to cancel her appearance, so she's making good on that. And ultimately, I feel like this whole controversy is overshadowing the fact that this benefit is to help sick kids. It's to help raise money for kids with cancer.
You know, it's a great big world we live in, and not everything is black and white. And I think that this man sees everything in black and white. And I think that he sees our world for everyone, Catholics and non-Catholics alike, that it is, you know, this way or the highway. There doesn't seem to be a lot of wiggle room here.
And to me, that goes against everything that Christianity's about. You know, the throwing of harsh words and the pointing fingers of evil. To me, that goes against what we're taught from, you know, first grade when we start Catholic school.
You mean you feel like there's a different way he can approach, you know, highlighting what he doesn't agree with about her, but at the same time supporting the benefit in Cardinal Glennon.
Right, exactly. Jen and I were talking about this off the air, and she made a great statement about the fact that comedian Billy Crystal is Jewish, And he has got a whole different belief system than what Christianity and Catholics believe. Do we say you can't perform at this
I wouldn't say it's
either?
A whole different belief system, but it's
but
just...
It's different than what Catholics believe.
You know, the whole belief of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, right. The tenets of the religion are different, but, you know, I mean, it's typically... You're right. I understand what you're saying, and that may be a decent argument. But remember, we're all different.